Good morning. Hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to facebook.com, x.com. We have a video stream. You can watch us and comment and join us in that way as well. Thanks to Nancy Stencil for joining us once again. Always great to talk to Nancy. Very busy time when it comes to what is happening. But again, next 5 months are going to be very important for this state and for this country, and we'll keep an eye on all these races that are going on throughout the state and also throughout the country. Hey, before we go any further, it is the second hour of the show. It is the 9 o'clock hour, and that means it is time once again for the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text the Win contest. Yep. This week, we are giving you an opportunity. Seven times a day, we play the contest with Pat Kreitlow during the 7 o'clock hour, during this program, during the 9 o'clock hour, Matinair on Air during the 11 o'clock hour, the Todd Alba Show during the 1 o'clock hour, the 3 o'clock hour during Maggie Dawn, the Devil's Advocates during the 5 o'clock hour, and during the 7 o'clock hour during Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Every time that we play it, we give a keyword, and all you have to do is open up the Civic Media app, then click on the Bow Falls Radio link, which is the fifth one down, and then click on the text button, and then just send the one word. All you have to do is, you don't have to write anything else. Just one word, text it to us, and then you'll be part of the drawing. Can win that hourly prize. Somebody during this hour will win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. You also have a chance to win the daily prize, a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and, of course, the grand prize as well. Two grand prize winners, your choice of a unique summer staycation getaway, complete with gas to get you there and back. Spend some time at the Fort Atkinson Cottage on the lake, including the pontoon boat, Lake Geneva stay at the Harbor Shores, a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites, and plus there's some other prizes that'll be part of the package as well. So really a fantastic grand prize. Every time that you send in your keyword during the hours, if you do it seven times during the day, during the seven opportunities, you have seven chances during the final drawing as well. So make sure you listen all day and all evening up until 7 o'clock, into the 7 o'clock hour, for your chance to win with the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. So it is time. It is time to give you that keyword so you can text in and be part of the drawings. And for this hour,
drum roll, please.
I should ask you for a guess, but see, that'd be too hard.
Maybe I'm trying to guess the number.
At least with the number for the day, I give you some choices.
That's true.
All right, our keyword for this hour is lake.
Lake.
L-A-K-E. Lake. Nice and easy. Lake.
Beautiful day to go on the lake.
It certainly is. And, of course, you can spend some time on the lake as the grand prize winner. So do it right now. Go to the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, just go to the Apple App Store, go to the Google Play Store, search Civic Media, then download it. It is free. And then once you download it, open it up, and you'll see all the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network, almost 20 stations. The fifth one down is Bow Falls Radio. Click on Bow Falls Radio, and then send us the keyword, lake. Real easy, and then you'll be part of the drawings and have a chance to win. And as I said earlier as well, during the course of this contest, it makes me look good if you help me out here.
That's right.
We want to have as many folks from our WXCO and our Chad Holmes Show listening audience be part of this contest, because then the folks down in Madison at Civic Media, they see who's getting the most response. And if you get good response, you get a pat on the back. If you don't get great responses, they give you the cross-eyed look, and you don't want that. And they'll say, why aren't people entering the contest during your show? And I'll say, I don't know. But so if you haven't done so already, do it right now. Please do it right now. Open up that app. Open up the Bull Falls Radio page, and then text us Lake, and you have until the end of this hour in order to be part of the drawing for this hour. And then after 10 o'clock, that word will not be able to be used, because every time that we run the contest, 7 times a day, 5 days a week, we have a different keyword. So this hour, it is Lake. Get it in there right now for your chance to win with Civic Media and our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. I'll remind you of it coming up a little bit later on as well. But Lake, do it. Take a moment. Do it right now. I can see it as it happens. So if you do it, I will see it. And I want to see it right now. I don't ask much of you folks. I don't. I just, you know, all I ask is you tune in and now you text in. And before we go any further, need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Yep, Hump Day Wednesday. We're going right through again here on the work week. Time just flies, and I've said this before, it just, as I get older, it just goes faster and faster and faster. Yeah. I know you being a young man, it probably goes a little bit slower, but I'm giving you
it does go pretty fast when you're busy, though.
I'm giving you a word of warning, though.
Yeah.
Soak it up now, because it's going to go faster and faster as you get older. So soak it up while you're a bit younger. But as we get closer to the weekend, we heard from Brittany the chance of some storms this weekend. But Father's Day weekend, I know your dad, he's a good guy. So hopefully you're going to be doing something nice for him this weekend.
We have a nice family trip planned for this Saturday, the day before Father's Day. Technically, it'll be a Father's Day weekend, so it still counts. So we're gonna meet up with the whole family and have dinner at a very nice restaurant, and the weather should be very beautiful, I'm hoping.
Knock on wood.
Hopefully we don't get a rain down, because I think my mom said that the place we're going to has a outdoor seating only, so it's kind of dependent on if the weather is good.
Better than hope, because if it's outdoor seating, then you have to worry a little bit about that. But no, that's gonna be, I hope for everybody has a wonderful Father's Day weekend. And again, June, it's time to really enjoy the outdoor activities here in North Central Wisconsin, and also drive safe, because I wanted to bring up a story here.
Drive safe.
We've seen recently on I-39 here in Central Wisconsin, Highway 39, 51, a number of accidents recently, and just yesterday.
I was talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday we saw another one. Two people were injured, one seriously, after a police chase Tuesday south of Wausau that ended with a suspect traveling the wrong way on I-39 and struck a semi-tractor trailer head-on. This is like the third time in the last couple of weeks where we've had these kind of wrong-way crashes on I-39 or Highway 51. Of course, May 27th, we had the tragedy on the I-39 near Highway 153 off-ramp that took the life of Quinn Clark, who was an assistant coach of the Wausau Co-op lacrosse team. Clark had died after striking a semi head-on. And then earlier in the week, in fact, on June the 10th, just a couple of days ago, a 51-year-old Rhinelander man died after a woman driving the wrong way on Highway 51, a little north of here near Tomahawk, crashed into his utility van. The 20-year-old woman was airlifted to the hospital and was now in the Spiders Wausau Hospital, and those crashes both remain under investigation. But now yesterday in the accident on I-39 It closed the road for more than eight, actually a portion of northbound I-39 was shut down for more than 8 hours. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reported that the highway reopened at about 4:15 a.m. this morning. But the incident occurred at about 7:25 p.m. last night when a Cronin-Wetter police officer tried to stop the driver, who then allegedly fled from the police and headed south on the northbound off-ramp of I-39. The driver then crashed head-on into a northbound semi. So, frankly, he's very lucky to be alive. I mean, to go head first into a semi and to be able to not be killed. He was the only person inside the vehicle, was transported to a local hospital where they remain. The semi driver was treated for non-life-threatening injuries, and the officer involved is on administrative leave as the agency policy requires. That doesn't mean he did anything wrong. It's just that in this kind of event, that is the policy. The names, ages, and genders of the people involved had not been released, and police have not said what prompted the traffic stop that led to the crash. So, again, it just seems like it's been happening too often here. That's like over the last, 2 to 3 weeks, we've seen three different types of these accidents, all on either I-39, Highway 51 here in central Wisconsin. So, again, don't be stupid out there. I mean, if you get picked up, you get
it's
picked
terrible,
up.
These accidents.
Do not go the wrong way down a ramp, because
please don't.
Anybody who travels quite a bit, and I've traveled quite a bit, there's so many of those trucks out there. I mean, you go on I-39, you see a lot of trucks going down that road, and if you're going the wrong way, that truck is going to give a lot more easily than you are going into that truck. So, again, all three of these accidents still currently under investigation, and I guess the only fortunate aspect, again, is that at this point, nobody was killed in that accident. But, and again, if you get picked up, don't try to drive away from the police. They're going to get you. I mean, doggone it. I mean, you think you're going to get away?
Look very good.
No, it does not. It does not, I tell you. And again, if you're out there driving, especially on this holiday weekend coming up, make sure you are very, very safe. And especially now, I got my new vehicle. I don't want anybody going into my new vehicle. I just got it last week. No accidents.
Absolutely. Knock on wood for that.
While we head off for 1 minute, gives you an opportunity again to text us for the summer Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Again, our keyword is
Lake.
So open up the Civic Media app, the Bow Falls Radio site, and then click on text, send Lake, and you'll be part of the drawings to win hourly, daily, and our grand prizes. The time is 9:18. Back in a minute here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Home show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:21. Again, we're knocking on the door of 70 degrees already. Fair sky 68 here in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, our palatial downtown studios of Bow Falls Radio with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Let's talk a little sports here. Mentioned earlier today, best of luck to the Mosinee High School baseball team. Mosinee at the state tournament. And I've had the privilege of broadcasting from state over at Fox City Stadium in the past. Really a cool place to see a game, broadcast a game, play a game. And Mosinee, a couple of years ago, Mosinee made it to the state tournament, last time in baseball. Unfortunately, some major storms rolled through, and in fact, I was there a couple of years ago for that, and they had the game postponed, and then because of the scheduling, they have to go play at a high school field. And that was such a shame that the players who had made it to state were not able to play at Fox City Stadium, not able to play at the true site of the state tournament, because Mosinee lost in the semifinals and did not make it to the championship game that was played back at Fox City Stadium. But no problems with the weather today. Mosinee will be on the field coming up in just a little bit as the day is underway for the state baseball tournament. The first Division II semifinal is going on right now as Edgewood leads Kettle Moraine Lutheran in the second inning by a score of 1-0. That game will be followed by Mosinee in action against La Crosse Logan. The winners then of the Kettle Moraine Lutheran and Edgewood game and the winner of the Mosinee La Crosse Logan game will then meet in the state championship game coming up tomorrow. Yesterday was the Division I quarterfinals at state baseball. Westosha Central, the number 5 seed, edged number 4 Arrowhead 2-1. Number 1 seed DePere beat number 8 Menasha 2-0. Number 3 Sun Prairie East over number 6 Hudson by a score of 4-3. Number 2 Oak Creek defeated number 7 Nicolet 11-5. So today, a lot of action. Actually, also yesterday was the Division IV semifinals. Number 3, Solon Springs Northwood beat number 2, Johnson Creek, 7-0. And number 1 seeded Oliva Strum edged number 4 seeded Pacelli by a score of 3-2. But today, it will be semifinals in Division II, Division III, and Division I. And then all 4 of the championship games will be played just outside of Appleton coming up tomorrow. Milwaukee Brewers last night, the bats, well, silenced by the Toronto Blue Jays. The Brewers only had 5 hits, fell to Toronto by a score of 3-0 at American Family Field. back in the day, I'm going to sound like an old geezer again. If you had a 3-0 game, you would think that it's a pitcher went deep, pitcher may have thrown a shutout. Nowadays, Toronto used 5 pitchers to get the shutout. 5 pitchers to shut out the Brewers. Yeah. I miss the old days. Missing guys like Nolan Ryan going out there and pounding it for 9 innings, 140 pitches, whatever it took. The Brewers still well ahead in the National League Central. Milwaukee has a record of 39 wins and 28 losses. It's still been a fantastic season when it's come to the Milwaukee Brewers. And the Brewers back in action this afternoon. The Brewers will be hosting Toronto. First pitch will be at just after 1 o'clock. Right now in the NL Central, the Brewers in first place, and everybody else struggling. You have Pittsburgh, who is 2 games under 500, 6.5 games out of first place. Cincinnati and the Cubs are both 3 games under 500, 7 games out, as are the St. Louis Cardinals. So you got 4 teams behind Milwaukee within 1.5 game. But the Brewers, a nice lead. And I don't know if many people thought that would be when the season got underway. But the crew will try to get back on the winning track against the Blue Jays this afternoon. Also, sad news. A legend in the world of sports has passed away. Just saw it myself. Jerry West. In fact, if you look at the logo of the NBA, one of his nicknames is the logo, because the logo of the NBA is actually Jerry West dribbling the basketball. And Jerry West, 86 years old, NBA legend, 14-time All-Star for the LA Lakers, and then in his post-playing career became a champion executive, general manager, president of a team, won 8 championships as part of the front office of the Lakers. And Jerry West died at the age of 86. And just a legend. I mean, truly one of the greats of all time. And a real interesting story. And you have the stories of people that basically come from next to nothing. We're not born with a silver spoon in his mouth. And that was Jerry West. He was born in West Virginia in 1938. Became a college basketball star at the University of West Virginia, and then went on to play with the Lakers for his entire career, and took a long time for him to ultimately win a championship. He lost in the finals a number of different times. The Lakers were 1-8 in the finals during West's career, but they were able to finally earn that championship in 1972. and then was able to move on, was a coach with the Lakers, and then later the general manager, ultimately adding 6 more championships in the Laker front office. He would go on to win 2 more championships in an advisory role with the Golden State Warriors, and most recently worked in a similar position with the LA Clippers. And again, the silhouette of Jerry West, famously used to create the NBA's logo. So again, somebody who's been a sports fan for many, many years, my whole life, you see these guys that you remember as younger. And they're, you know, like myself and like many of us are getting older. And Jerry West, again, just an absolute legend of sports, not just basketball, but sports itself, dies at the age of 86. Coming up, going to talk a little bit about what's happening in the city of Wausau in the council chambers last night. They were voting to try and override a veto, the first veto of Mayor Doug Denny. We're going to talk about that and more coming up. Also coming up, we'll have an information update, but let you know about what's happening around the world, around the country, around the state, and around here in central Wisconsin news-wise, plus a look at the weather forecast and sports with Mike Clemens as well. That's all coming up. Top and bottom of the hours, information updates. We keep you up to speed right here on Civic Media and Bow Falls Radio. And again, don't forget, this hour, Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. You have until the end of the hour to text in the keyword LAKE, L-A-K-E, LAKE. Text that in. You'll have a chance then to win an hourly prize, the Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack, a daily prize, a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and win one of our grand prizes, a choice of a unique summer staycation getaway, complete with gas to get you there and back. So do it right now. Civic Media app, open it up. Fifth one down, Bow Falls Radio. Click on text. Send in the keyword LAKE for your chance to win. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Champions are crowned in softball and lacrosse, including a record win streak coming to an end. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
It was a busy weekend of state tournaments, including the first ever WIAA Boys and Girls Lacrosse Championships. After taking down undefeated and top-ranked Wanakian sectional play, the Middleton Boys Lacrosse Squad kept things going on Saturday, scoring twice in the final 2 minutes to secure a 7-6 win over Nina. The girls' championship game was a close one as well, with the Kettamarain Badger Co-op hanging on for an exciting 17-15 victory against University School. One of the big stories heading into the 48th WIAA softball state tournament was the Carcona Galloping Ghosts and their lengthy winning streak. However, that came to an end in the D1 state semifinals when Milton took down Carcona 5-3, ending a 108-game winning streak. Milton didn't quite have enough left in the tank in the final, however, as Kenosha Bradford scored its first title with a 9-3 victory. It was a first in Division II as well, where Waupun took down Mozanie 7-3 for the championship. The string of firsts continued in the next two divisions as well, as Prescott captured the D3 crown by defeating Laconia, and Fall Creek shut out Cuba City for the Division IV title. In a rematch of last season's Division V state title game, Pacelli rallied for 3 runs in the fifth and scored a second consecutive championship 4-3 over Oakfield. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
You are terrified by the smallest.
Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Quick look ahead to tomorrow on the program. We will be joined at the top of the show, as we do on Thursdays, by Up North News host Pat Kreitlow, talk about what's going on in the news this week. So Pat Kreitlow at 8:06 tomorrow. Also tomorrow, it is Thursday. That means another edition of North Star Knows with the North Star Restoration Services. North Star, another topic involved in homes and building homes and issues around properties as well. I'm not sure what it is yet. They always they let me know sometime today. They will let me know. It's always been interesting discussions. Learned a lot with these discussions over the last few months. And tomorrow again at 8:30 for the latest edition of North Star Knows here on Bull Falls Radio. And also tentatively for tomorrow in the second hour at 9:34. We are going to be joined by an officer that was involved in the January 6th insurrection. The couple of officers are going to be in Wisconsin tomorrow, and I've received some communication. I've been in communication with somebody that is helping with these appearances, and at this point, it looks like that at 9:34, couple of officers, Harry Dunn, Daniel Hodges, one or both will be joining me. Again, this is tentative, but I wanted to put out there, so just make sure you know about it. They are officers who defended the Capitol on January 6th. They will be in Wisconsin tomorrow to talk about their experiences, what they've taken away from those experiences, what people should be thinking about as we get close to 4 years after those events back in early 2021. So that would be very interesting tomorrow at 9:34 here on the program. So it looks like a very interesting show tomorrow here on Bull Falls Radio. And again, I want to remind you, if you have not already, please get that text to win keyword in. We got until 10 o'clock this morning. Go to the Civic Media app, open up the Bull Falls Radio page, and then text the keyword lake in order for your chance to win hourly prize, daily prize, or the grand prize as well. Last night, the city of Wausau found out whether or not the first veto that was issued by Mayor Doug Dinney would be overridden or not. Well, the Wausau City Council last evening declined to override the mayor's veto, 7-4. The vote came after the mayor announced he would not sign a resolution allowing the Community Development Office to field proposals for consultants looking to help plan the future of the North Riverfront area. Alderperson Lisa Rasmussen, she did vote to override the veto, said the council needed to start making plans to make the land profitable, saying, quote, "The agreement that we made with the public when we made those investments was that we would redevelop those lands, return them to taxable status so that we could get returns on those investments that the public made. The longer that we wait to plan for those and the longer that we wait to realize those investments, the more risk we risk creating a situation where the relevant TID district is underperforming or not performing to its maximum capability." Mayor Dinney has said that he knows a development plan for the area is needed, but it's about timing. And I think that's, again, in terms of what I've been able to look at and research, it does appear that it is basically where Alderperson Rasmussen has a time frame that would be a little bit quicker than the mayor has, but the mayor has said that he has other priorities he wants to take care of first, including demolishing the former drinking water plant, cleaning up the Wausau chemical site, and parking at Athletic Park. So, again, the thing that it doesn't come across as a major disagreement, again, a timing disagreement, but the thing that I'm looking at now, that this being very early in the mayor's term, to have the veto and then have a little bit of pushback from the alderperson, Lisa Rasmussen, to see how the relationships between the mayor and the council continue to develop. Because obviously there are things that sometimes appear to be small that can lead to bigger issues down the road. So it's going to be interesting to see whether or not this is a pattern that the mayor will be using that veto pen often or not so often, or whether or not older people will say, hey, you know, this was not an area that he should have used the veto pen, and that would lead to some friction between himself and the council. So I think beyond the specifics of this veto is what it will lead to in terms of the relationships, and very early in the mayor's term. So again, I thought interesting in the last week or so, this move from the mayor and the actions on the council as well. Also, we've been talking about Justices Alito and Thomas, and it's becoming almost silly in a sense, the whole Alito part of it. And I don't mean silly as being unserious, but it just feels like this is almost like a movie with the characters of the justice and his wife. And of course, the big story that had occurred with the secret recordings of the Supreme Court justice at an event out east. It was at the Supreme Court Historical Society last week. And Alito was captured on tape by Lauren Windsor, who is a liberal documentary maker. And she has paid the annual dues to the society and spent $500. I mean, this is, again, the Supreme Court Historical Society, open only to the super wealthy. Again, it says a lot right there. But she paid $500 for a ticket to attend the dinner. Windsor's colleague attended as well and spoke with Alito, recording the conversation. And another aspect of the discussion, we heard a lot about Alito talking about, you know, the battle between two sides, and somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. And basically, he's on the side of bringing more God into our lives, and that everybody should believe the same things that he believes, and he's going to basically get on the court and push that agenda. But also, he talked a bit about the ProPublica story. And ProPublica put out some award-winning reporting talking about the gifts that Alito has received from very wealthy conservatives who have business in front of the court. And the story talked about Justice Alito taking a luxury fishing vacation paid for in part by a hedge fund billionaire who later had cases at the court, which is a total conflict of interest. And Alito upset with ProPublica, not because they got anything wrong, but because he thinks it's just personal, that they don't like the decisions made. So again, this was Pulitzer Prize winning coverage of the Supreme Court by ProPublica. They found a lot of information that was concerning, to say the least. And Alito does not come and say, hey, they got it wrong. I really didn't get all these gifts from these wealthy supporters. No, he says the reporting was not driven by trying to make sure that the Supreme Court of the United States is fair and impartial. No, this reporting was driven by political animus, according to Samuel Alito, insisting on the tape, quote, they don't like our decisions, end quote. You know, the thing about that is, that's basically a lot of what I think many on the right do look at, not just this, but everything. What is the ultimate outcome? It doesn't matter how you get there. It doesn't matter that you're on the court making a decision based on, in a case where you are, where one side has given you hundreds of thousands of dollars of gifts. That's not the problem. The problem is, according to people like Alito, is they just don't like the results. That misses the complete point of it. And I've said this as well. Doggone it. Democrats in the United States Senate need to start saying and doing more. We're getting every day, basically, new reporting on how corrupt the United States Supreme Court is right now. And yet, we just get some limp-wristed releases to the press by Dick Durbin and other leading Democrats on the Judiciary Committee. Stop with the lame statements and start showing some true oversight and start the process of getting these guys off the court. You do have impeachment powers. And again, you don't want to use impeachment powers for political purposes, but this is not a political purpose. These guys, Thomas and Alito, are taking obscene amounts of money from people that have had cases in front of the court. It is wrong in every single way. So, again, the response by the Democrats so far to this ongoing corruption story involving Alito and Thomas has not been up to the level it should be. At a certain point, you got to start. You know, if it was on the other foot, if Republicans were facing the same situation, they would be pushing. They would have these guys hauled in front of the Congress very quickly. The time is 9:48. Coming up, it's our daily history lesson. We will take a look at some famous events that occurred on this date in history. And we'll have our number for the day. Ian is 1 for 2 so far this week. So a chance to make it 2 in a row, correct?
That's right.
Our number of the day quiz coming up as well. The time is 9:49. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Down his job, trying to show he can't be bought. Who takes every kind of people? Make what life's about, yeah. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, the time is 9:51 here on this Hump Day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend, the 12th day of May of 2024. And do you know what day of the year it is? You paying attention every day?
Oh, gosh.
No. I
was not paying attention.
No, it's all good. Today, Wednesday, June the 12th, is day number 164 this year. That means there are 202 days remaining in 2024. So day number 164 with 202 to go.
Almost getting less than 200 days.
Yeah. 2024, of course, has 366 days because it is a leap year. That is right. So 202 days remaining before we turn the calendars and go to 2025. But some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Back in 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum was dedicated in Cooperstown, New York. On this date in 1952, holy cow, talk about having a lot of offspring. On this date in 1952, a 17-year-old Bonham, Texas house cat named Dusty set a Guinness record by giving birth to her 420th kitten.
Wow.
On this date in 1963, a tragic day in American history, civil rights leader Medgar Evers was shot dead in front of his home in Jackson, Mississippi by Ku Klux Klan member Byron Dayla Beckwith. On this date in 1965, Queen Elizabeth honored the Beatles by making them members of the Order of the British Empire. Several British Army officers were so outraged, they returned their medals. On this date in 1987, famous words from Ronald Reagan. He's publicly challenged Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down the Berlin Wall at the Brandenburg Gate. He said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." So that happened on this date in 1987. On this date in 1994, one of the most famous murders in American history occurred. 1994. Any idea what happened on this date in 1994?
I don't think so, because that's the year I was born. So.
It was on this date that Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman were murdered outside her home in Los Angeles. O.J. Simpson was later acquitted of the killings, but was held liable in a civil suit. On this date in 2021, Danish soccer star Christian Eriksen suffered an on-field cardiac arrest during a game with Finland. He was revived with a defibrillator. That game was actually on ESPN. It was one of the most scary things ever, I think, seen during a sporting event. He collapsed. And it was just incredible medical work that saved his life. And he actually returned to play soccer professionally. And he's still playing soccer professionally today. And 1 year ago today, Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak said he would retire after the next season. So he just, in fact, it was last Friday that the final airing of a Pat Sajak Wheel of Fortune aired. So it was 1 year ago today that he announced that this would be his final year. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Timothy Busfield of The West Wing and 30-something is 67. Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith movies are among my favorites. I don't know if you've watched any Kevin Smith movies, but like Clerks and Chasing Amy and others. But Jason Mewes played character Jay in a number of those, along with his buddy Silent Bob. And Jason Mewes turns 50 years old today. Actor Timothy Simons, Jonah on Veep is 46. Model Adriana Lima is 43. And former Playboy model and reality star Kendra Wilkinson turns 39. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Crowded Nest Awareness Day.
Huh.
So it's Crowded Nest. We're aware. It is Ghost in the Machine Day. And the Ghost in the Machine was the title of a Police album back in 1981. I wonder if today was the release date of that. Otherwise, I have no idea what Ghost in the Machine would mean. But Ghost in the Machine Day. It is Loving Day. It is Red Rose Day. It is Little League Girls Baseball Day. Mm-hmm. It is Magic Day. Do you know any magic tricks?
Oh, I wish I did. I'm not that talented enough yet to do that.
It is Peanut Butter Cookie Day. Do you like peanut butter cookies?
Oh, yes, I do.
It is Superman Day. Are you a Superman guy? You like Superman?
Huge. A Superman fan, absolutely.
And Women Veterans Day. So those are some of the days being acknowledged here today. All right. It is time for our number for the day. And you can make things easy for you this week. If you get it right today, that would mean that you would be already with two, and that you would
be 40%.
You would be at 60 for the week, but you would be at 67 for the week. But the worst you could be was 40, which would be above the line.
Okay.
So right now you're at 50%, and you're above the line. But you need to, for the week, be over 33% for a win. If you're below 33%, we count that as a loss.
Okay.
All right. Our number for the day: the games of chess played on chess.com. In 2023.
Wait, on chess.com.
So, online chess, basically. Okay. Games of chess played on chess.com in 2023.
Just for last year.
Yep, just for last year. Is the correct answer 12.5 million? Is the correct answer 12.5 billion? Is the correct answer 125 billion? So is it 12.5 million? 12.5 billion or 125 billion games of chess played on chess.com in 2023.
I really don't know anything.
This is
about
the
this.
Widest range of our number for the
I'm
day.
I'm running out of time, so I'm just going to take a guess here. I'm going to go with A. I'm going to go with the lowest number. That's
12.5 million.
My final answer.
All right. The correct number for the games of chess played on chess.com in 2023 is 12.5 billion.
Oh.
So 1 for 3. You're right at 33%. So you're right where you should be. So that means we got some drama for the last 2 days of the week.
That's right.
Have a good day, Ian.
You too. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up next here on WXCO.